Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. In this episode, it's about reading. So our theme today is time to read. Today we are going to talk about books. We are also going to talk to Emily Arrow, who likes to write songs about books and art. I am also going to talk about some of my favorite books. Later, we will learn how to make special bookmarks and bookmark snacks. And now, here's the Dot song by Emily Arrow, inspired by The Dot by Peter Reynolds, before we have an interview with Emily Arrow.
An empty paper, like a polar bear in a snowstorm. See where it takes you, see where it takes you. When you make a mark,
make a mark.
All you gotta do is start. Paint a dot and watch it splatter. Make a mark, make it matter. Make it matter. I wanna see you sign your signature at the bottom. See where it takes you, see where it takes you. When you make a mark,
make a mark.
All you gotta do is start. Paint a dot and watch it splatter. Make a mark, make it matter. Make it matter. And when help them sign and make a mark, all you gotta do is start. Paint a dot and watch it splatter. Make a mark. Make a mark. Make a mark. All you gotta do is start. Paint a dot and watch it splatter.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Emily Arrow. Hi.
Hi, Chloe. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I would love to.
Okay. When did you start to like books and music?
I started loving books when I was in about first grade, and then I started taking singing lessons and piano lessons, and so I've always loved both of those things since I was very young, but only about 2 years ago, I started deciding to write my very own songs about books, and so I've been doing for about 2 years now. I've been writing and recording songs about my favorite picture books.
That's really cool. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite book? From a song you wrote about.
Good question. I have so many because I love so many picture books. One of my favorites right now that is coming out very soon is a book called No No Gnome, and it's written by my friend Ashlyn Anstey, who also wrote the book Are We There Yeti, which is one that's on my album. And I have that one coming out, and then I have another one coming soon that's called I Love You Already, And the book is by Jory John and illustrated by Benji. And so I can't wait to share those new songs and get them out there.
Cool. And our next question is, what was your favorite book when you were six like me?
Ooh, that's a good question. I loved the book Corduroy. Have you ever read that book?
Yes.
I loved that one. I also loved the Amelia Bedelia books. Have you read those ones?
Cool. My favorite book is Pinkabella and Her Fairy Godmother.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that one up. I've never heard of it.
It's really good.
I will definitely check that out.
Okay. And our next question is, what was your favorite book to sing about?
I love singing about the book The Dot. It's written by Peter H. Reynolds, the book was. And the song that I wrote about it, a lot of people have learned it. And so when I perform it, it's always fun because people like to sing along and clap along. So that's one of my favorite ones to perform.
I read that book before.
Oh, did you? Do you like it?
Yes.
Me too. I love that. And I really like the character Vashti. I feel like I relate with her because she has trouble making art sometimes. And sometimes I have a lot of trouble when I'm making new things. And I think it's a cool story. I really like that character a lot.
Me too. And our next question is, how do you pick books to sing about?
So I have a few ways that I pick. I first start by looking at the illustrations. And I love really cool illustrations that seem hand-drawn or hand-painted, and those really tell me what the song would sound like, if it would be fast or slow or funny or serious. And then I read the story, and if I really like the message and it has something to do with maybe a kid that I relate with or some reminds me of someone I know or something that I just think is an awesome story, then I choose that book if I love the pictures and the words.
Cool. And I like to look at the books almost the same way.
Really? Is that how you pick books?
Yeah, I like reading them and I'm reading a few books right now.
Oh, what are you reading?
I'm reading one book with Mom and one book by myself, but I really already read the book that I'm read by myself.
Oh, and what is that book?
It's called Pet Shop Detectives.
Oh, Pet Shop Detective. Is it a chapter book or a picture book? Is it larger or small?
It's a chapter book and a picture book.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a good combination. And what's the other book that you're reading?
Me and my mom are reading Anne of Green Gables because Mom told me that it's a good book.
That is such a good book. Your mom is right. I read that book. And there are more. There's more than just one. I think there are about five. Right? Have you seen the rest?
I only saw two.
Or two, maybe? I don't know, but if you like it, you should definitely read them, more of them.
Mm-hmm. And our next question is, what do you like to do when you aren't making music or reading books?
I love to hike, and I like to go for long runs. And where I live, I can run to the ocean. So I like to go for runs to the ocean. And I also enjoy going to farmers markets and planting flowers. And I'm working on a little cactus garden right now that I'm building in a library cart. So I got a library cart and I put it on my patio and I'm putting little cute baby cactuses in it. I'll send you a picture when it's done.
Cool. And when I like And when I'm not podcasting or reading books, I like to draw, and I sometimes like to draw characters from my favorite TV shows. But I am drawing a lot of Littlest Pet Shops. A lot. Because I'm drawing too much of my favorite character, because I just love her so much. And sometimes I even just copy what the doll looks like.
And what is that character's name?
Blythe.
She is from the Littlest Pet Shop?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what is she like? What does she do?
She's a fashion designer, but sometimes she talks to her pets, but she was embarrassed when she first saw it.
Really? Because you're not supposed to talk to pets? That's why she was embarrassed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
And we're all done, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Chloe. It was so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Louise tells her cat to make a pose. Louise wants to have an art show. Louise draws a feline masterpiece. Ooh-wee, can you draw like Louise? Louise needs a place to hang her art. Louise thinks she knows the perfect spot. Louise wants to share her masterpiece. To draw.
So much to draw,
so little time, every little curve, every little line,
so much to draw.
Chopped her drawing up and said, Louise, ooh-wee, she said, now it's your masterpiece. So much to draw.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, this is Chloe's top five books for kids who are looking for good books they want to read. Here are some books that I read and that you can read by yourself. Our first one is Junie B. Jones' First Grader at Last by Barbara Parks, and it's about when a girl named Junie has her first day of kindergarten. She wants to be friends with her old kindergarten friend Lucille, but Lucille wants to be friends with the twins. But there's a mean kid in her class named May, but she wants to try to stop May from being nice. So that's Judy B. Jones' First Grade at Last by Barbara Parks. Our next one is The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. And it's about this little boy visits a tree, and then when he keeps on growing, he wants different things but from the tree, but the tree just wants him to do whatever he did when he was little. But the boy just wants different things, and he just gets everything from the tree. And then the tree is called the Giving Tree, and then it gets chopped all down. And then for the rest of the boy's life, he sits on it. And our third one is A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams. And it's about a girl named Rose that's house went on fire. And then she really wants a chair, so she has to fill this jar. And then when she filled the jar, her mother and her grandma went shopping for a chair, and they found the chair they hoped for. And that's A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams. And our fourth one is Pinkalicious by Victoria Kahn and Elizabeth Kahn. And it's about when this little girl named Pinkalicious bakes pink cupcakes. She wants more and more and more. But then she turns pink and red, but she has to eat green stuff that she does not like. And that's Pinkalicious by Victoria Kahn and Elizabeth Kahn. And our next book is The Book with No Pictures by B.J. Novak. And it's about this monkey robot wants you to stop reading the book because it has no pictures and pick a better book. So you have to pretend that guy is your reading buddy, and you have to try to tell your imaginary robot monkey to stop reading the book, because he wants you to try to not like the book. But if you like the book, that's great. But if you don't like the book, maybe you're like the monkey robot. But now is the song I Wish You More by Emily Arrow, inspired by the book I Wish You More by Amy Rosenthal.
Forever.
wish you more stories than stars. A million billion to fill your heart. Every word is gonna guide you like a flashlight in the dark. Yeah, I wish you more stories than stars.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have a craft and snack to make. Our craft is make your very own bookmark. So here's how you will make it. First, you'll take your favorite colored paper and then make it into a long rectangle and stick it up like if there was a tower, like stick it up like a tower, and then draw all over your piece of paper any way you like. You can draw anything you want, and then put them where you left off on your favorite books. And while you're making your bookmark craft, here's a good snack you could eat. It's called chocolate bookmark snacks. Sticks. First, you get your pretzel stick, and then you stick your other pretzel stick together, and make sure they're big because they wanted to really look like a bookmark. And then dip it in either colored chocolate or regular chocolate. But I think white chocolate will make it look the best. And then add some sprinkles on it. And then eat it when you're done. And then you eat them while you do your bookmark craft. And here's the song, Crazy for Books, by They Might Be Giants.
I can read anything. I can read everything. I can explore. I can learn. I can discover. I can. Silent sign, I think I'm
welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now here's our friendship pledge. Share your books and read your books with your friends, because it's nice if you share your books and read them with your friends. And thank you, Emily Arrow, for coming on our podcast today. And here, our last song, The Kids Took Over by They Might Be Giants. Bye!
They might be giants, but are
not!
The earth is our one home. The earth is so fragile, it seems. It's warmer and warmer, and things have gone from strange to extreme.
And then the kids took over.
That's when the future began.
And then the kids took over.
They had an unsecret plan.
And then the kids took over.
They didn't walk, no, they ran.
And then the kids took over.
It was the future. Neglected. Deflected, can't undo what is already done. Oh, where now? With no how, with power from the wind and the sun.
And then the kids took over.
That's when the future began.
And then the kids took over.
They had an unsecret plan.
And then the kids took over.
They didn't walk, no, they ran.
Listen up, I was stomping around with my giant carbon footprint, but now I got it so tiny you really gotta squint. I learned there was a lot I can do: recycling, self-reliance, energy conservation, no matter how small. I even planted a tree, now it's 12 feet tall.
And then the kids took over.